sometimes stories come out and you hear them and you're like, wait, what happened? This hospital employee, you guys, was arrested for sucking elderly patients' toes.
Wait, what happened?
No joke. This worker at a hospital in Florida was arrested after he was caught sucking a sleeping patient's toes. An elderly patient felt someone touching their foot. Oh, initially thought, oh, it's probably the nurse checking up on me. Nope. And then it's happened like another time and another and another. And then the person felt something wet between their toes again and looked over to see the 23-year-old employee licking their toes.
Wait, what happened?
Oh,
delicious.
So this worker was arrested for battery. How disgusting. You could have paid me millions to like do that.
Well, and I wonder how many like people they had to get to complain about that. Because you know, if you hear like one old person be like, I swear someone was sucking my toes, they'd probably be like, yeah, okay, dude. Like, you
okay,
know,
Herbert, go back to bed.
All right, we need to get you your meds and
stuff. Bless his heart.
Oh my God.
That is so disgusting. Okay, shocking. This also happened in Florida. This woman attacked her girlfriend because she was texting another gal.
Wait, what happened?
Yes. Okay, so this woman attacked her girlfriend. She went on her phone and she found, like, in the car, and she found the girl popped out to pump some gas. She was texting another woman. So the girl started getting crazy, started pulling her hair, just went absolutely wild on her. Later, she was arrested for domestic assault. I don't know why people just take it into their own hands and go nuts. It's like, just be like, bye, we're done.
Yeah, just leave the situation. Why do you have to beat them up? Because you know that you're going to end up in trouble. If you just leave the situation, then like it's fine, it's done, it's over with.
Okay, new hack: if you want to check your significant other's phone, if you want to see their text messages, you won't be able to see the whole message, but all you need to do is press down on it, and you can see like back of the conversation, and it will still be left unread.
No way.
Yes,
Mackenzie, have you done this? Whose text messages are you reading?
No, I just heard this hack. I will do this if I need to do this. I don't have a boyfriend, right. So but if I need to, hopefully I won't feel the need to do that. But it's a game changer. So go to your text messages, and if you hold it down like an unread one, you can kind of see a lot of the convo and let go, and it still will be marked unread.
Wow. iPhone's trying to make it easy, right? For the snoopers.
Yeah. So do not disturb. That's old school hack. So if you need that hack, there you go. You're welcome. Dine and dash fail. She dined and dashed but left her ID behind.
Wait, what happened?
South Carolina woman dined and dashed. Okay, so she goes, and this is probably really upsetting to you, Chop, since you work in the service industry. Poi called police after the woman ordered $77 worth of food, and then she only left $25 cash and dashed. However, she also left her license.
Womp, womp, oopsie.
And lastly here, this man bit off his brother's earlobe, but then got bit by a police dog.
Wait, what happened?
Utah man was arrested for biting his brother's earlobe. Shocker, he was high on drugs, and they were in an argument, and then the police were called to the scene, and ironically he ran, and then he got bit by a canine. So it's like karma.
Isn't it ironic?
You bite, you get bit. And that's your What happened? Coming up, it is Throwback Thursday, Song of the Day. The battle rolls on. Who will take the Vic? You decide. That's coming up next.